We're on firm ground. The weekend wrap up, day 29. Sahishnu, a lot of stuff has gone on since we talked last. Would you tell me, what do you know?
Okay, as I recall, last Sunday in episode 3, we had a problem with our poor Yolanda Holder's blisters on her feet.
So let's get official with that. Yolanda, what's her status in the race now?
She has left the race until next year or two when she comes back. She said she wants to give it a try in 2 years. She was disappointed, obviously, in the blisters that were very deep. On the week ago, tomorrow on Monday, she went to a specialist in the city, and the lady doctor examined her in multiple ways, and they found no permanent damage to the feet. There was no infections to the bone or anything like that, but she was requested to stay off her feet for 2 weeks, and then Yolanda kind of knew it because she could hardly even stand, let alone walk, and then walking fast was out of the question. It's not so much how much pain you can tolerate, it's, sensibility has to come into it.
When somebody is forced to leave the race, it goes from 10 runners down to 9, does that change the dynamics?
In a few ways it does, because people are sad and everything that a compatriot has left a race, and there's less energy on the course. There's fewer runners out there. Sri Chinmoy was so intuitively brilliant. When we had, back in the earlier days, we had 5 or 6 people maximum in the race, just because no one was really interested in the super long distance. Everybody thought it was insane. It still is insane now, but there's a growing interest around the world from many different countries of people that want to try the race. And so we found that when there were 10 or 12 or even 15 people on the course, there was a tremendous energy generated by the runners and for the runners.
And so every little bit helps.
Absolutely, to beat a dead horse. The bigger the better in this kind of race, but we can only handle 12 to 13 max. It's just too hard.
Sishnu, Vasu is still leading, sitting on top of the board. Is he doing something unique or special, or same old, same old?
It can't really predict how he will finish, but he did pass his 3,000 kilometer mark for the seventh straight time in his career, and it was his fastest. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean,
because potentially he could do a PB.
He could do a PB, and every mark that he sets is a new Russian national record. So he has that inspiration. But also, he's doing very well, and considering the amount of time that he spends stretching, doing all these exercises to strengthen his back and to give his muscles a break. Plus, he rides to and from the race every evening on a cycle. And right after, he stays right to midnight, and he does all these exercises after midnight, after running particularly the last 2 hours quite quickly.
So he has a very, very precise, dedicated program for excellence in this case.
Yeah, he's brought physical fitness and the challenge of this race to a whole new level. It's different. It would be different, obviously, if he had people in front of him and if he was trying to catch them. Then he would have to limit the amount of time that he was spending on keeping his physical limber and try and get more rest so that he is able to run at a faster pace. But he's running at the pace that he wants to run at. And today, Sunday, sometime this afternoon or early evening, he'll pass 2,000 miles in the 29th day. So it'll be like back-to-back 14-day 1,000 miles, which is extremely impressive.
Sishnu, it looks like we're out of time. We'll be back next week, day 36. Things are going to get even more interesting in the next 7 days.
I sure hope so.
Thank you.